The next step in this process of learning Amuna is the recognition that we are the creations of Hashem. Until now, we've worked on recognizing Hashem's existence. So now, we'll try to internalize that we were created by Hashem. Now, obviously, this seems kind of like a simple belief that we all have. It seems silly to believe in Hashem and not believe that we are His creations. Then what's the need to develop this step? But if we look in the Torah, we find a person, a celebrity actually, who believed just that. None other than Pare is recorded in Tanakh as saying, Li Yairi va'anoichi asitini, the river, the Nile is mine and I created myself. Pare believed that he was not created by Hashem. Rather, he was self-sufficient from creation. And he believed in Hashem, even before the Makkos. He said to Moshe and Aaron, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koylai, who is Hashem that I should need listen to him? He believed in Hashem's existence, didn't think he was all-powerful, and really thought that his own creation happened independently. That was Pare. Now, Mefarshim and Arabeim have taught us that every aspect of the Torah, each detail of every story, is relevant to our soul, every single person's soul. Every persona in the Torah represents a force, a power in a person's neshama. We all have some of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, and so on, within ourselves. We also, unfortunately, suffer from the powers of Nimrod, Lavan, Esav, and Pare as well. These aren't hints, Ramazim, or Musar's thoughts demonstrated by the stories of the Torah. It's much, much more than that. Avram is a force. He's a force of purity, of Tahara, of Chesed, and Ahava that exists within each one of us. We learn about Avram, and when we read those parashas in the Torah, to be able to bring out and grow the Avraham potential that we have in us. Learning about withstanding Nisyonos, doing Hechnasas Arachim, teaching others, and so on. And likewise, the other side of the coin, we learn about Paroi and all the other Rishayim of the Torah to identify the forces of evil, of Tuma, that reside within us, so that we can learn how to overcome them and control our tendencies and refine our neshamas. The Rambam writes, Paroi is in truth the Yetzirah, meaning, by definition, every person has a little Pare within them. And the only way to learn how to overcome them is to understand what they stood for. And then to work to undo that way of thinking. So the truth is that although it seems weird to us that someone to believe that they created themselves, so that was archaic, but it's evolved. No pun intended, and it's not so distant from those who believe that they were created through evolution, natural processes, without any intelligent design. In essence, those people don't believe that they created themselves. They believe that they were created on their own. Not that different. So we are Baruch Hashem Maminim. We believe in Hashem, and we believe that He created us. But in the same way that we need to bring alive and into the open the belief that Hashem exists, and we live with Him every moment of our lives, we need to address and develop this basic belief as well. He created us. There's nothing stronger than Amuna Pshuta that has the ability to chase away depression, sadness, confusion, anger, and all the emotions that accompany the confusion and darkness of this world. Sometimes we don't even identify the source of our feelings, or we can't pinpoint what it is we need to understand, but more than likely it's the basics of Emuna that need strengthening. Every time the Chafetz Chaim would want to strengthen his own Emuna, he would learn through the Parsha of Bereishis, and he would review Maisa Bereishis. He would learn from a Chumash in a very simple, straightforward manner, translating and imagining every aspect of creation. Do you think the Chafetz Chaim had forgotten what was created on the first day or the fifth day? Well, we might have that problem. We might need some Parsha sheets for that, but when the Chafetz Chaim certainly did not. He had no sfeikus, no questions, and no doubts. So why did he learn through Parashas Bereishis again? Possibly, the meaning is that any time we feel weakened in any aspect of our Avodas Hashem, whether it's difficult to daven, or we're struggling to learn with Hasmada, or to push ourselves to come to learn, or to come to davening, or to understand what we're saying, speak Lashon Hara, have Midas Tovus, be patient, etc., etc., it's not necessarily a problem with the davening or learning or Midas Tovus. Often, and perhaps always, the problem lies in the basics and the foundation of everything. Our Amunah needs strengthening. Not Chas V'Shalom that we have doubts or questions, but even without questions, the clarity, the bright light of Amunah needs to be revived so that it can live in our Neshama and be felt in a real way. When there's some weakness in the power of our Amunah, it translates into weakness in davening or learning or any other aspect of serving Hashem. And that's why it's so important for us to learn through these concepts and learn them again and again and again, to chazer them to ourselves, to clarify them, to re-clarify them, and to apply them as well.